Dan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line one of my favorite guests. His name is Chris Milligan. He's a publisher, and he's a researcher, and he's a person who really cares about what's happening in America. And he's published some wonderful books. In fact, those of you who heard our program this last hour, my interview with Colonel Daniel Marvin, know that Chris published Colonel Marvin's book, The Expendable Elite. Chris, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, and the best of greetings of the season to all of your listeners, too.
Well, I think that we probably don't have quite as many listening today as we ordinarily would, but I think that the stalwarts are out there, the people who want the truth and want to get the information, will be listening today. And, of course, we want our listeners to know that Chris has published a number of very good books. He's published The American Establishment, and that, of course, is Professor Sutton's book about Skull and Bones. He's written his own book called The Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, which goes into the background of Skull and Bones, a great deal of information you won't get elsewhere. And then, of course, he has Daniel Hupfinger's book, Barry and the Boys, the story of Barry Seal, the most successful CIA drug smuggling agent of all time, who ended up, of course, being rewarded for his fine service by being assassinated. Who do you think actually assassinated Barry Seal? Do we have any idea?
Well, according to the people who did the assassination and their lawyer, who says on camera that they were directed by Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North.
Really? He actually made that statement?
Yes, on camera, and...
Well, do you have any verification or documentation of that?
That is what the lawyer says, that the people who actually did the killing say that they were directed by.
And they were arrested, were they sent to prison?
Yes.
All right, but they were professional assassins, and whatever the background of it is, obviously, the assassination of Barry Seal went to the highest levels of our government, and why? Because Barry Seal had been working with the CIA, and who were the boys? Why, the boys, of course, were CIA agents who worked with Barry Seal, bringing drugs into America to provide funds for the black operations, and, of course, to corrupt the youth of this country, so that today we have over 2 million Americans in prison, many on drug charges for distributing drugs brought into this country.
Yes.
Why our tax money? We're going to be back here in just a minute with Chris Milligan, and, of course, it's going to be a fascinating hour. Don't even think about changing that dial. It's important you understand the things that Chris has found as he has searched and studied and talked to people and researched what's going on behind the scenes. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Milligan, who's a book publisher, and he's published a number of books, or several of them we carry, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, the story of the secret occult society that, of course, many of our political leaders belong to the American establishment. Professor Sutton's book about the Skull and Bone Society, Barry and the Boys, and then a book we just talked about this last hour on a previous network, and that was The Expendable Elite, the story of Colonel Daniel Marvin, who was with the CIA, working for the CIA as a Green Beret in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. All fascinating stories, aren't they, Chris?
Yes, indeed. And one thing that a lot of them have in common is they expose how these secret societies basically try and get us into different camps, fighting each other. There never has really been a real right and a real left, and they just try and get us in different camps fighting over different issues. Some of them, even religious issues, because they find that it's a very good way to control us. And one thing that Professor Sutton showed, and it's a very, one reason I am very proud to have America's Secret Establishment, being publishing that, is that Professor Sutton was a technology reporter, basically, and he was reporting on technology issues, and he uncovered some things that he reported about that people didn't want reported about, and it caused some problems in his life, so he just kind of turned around and started researching and looking and seeing who was it that was causing him problems by reporting on certain issues.
And of course, he basically went into the background of how the United States government, how the United States Federal Reserve, the United States banks, American corporations built up the Soviet Union from the time of the Russian Revolution right up until the supposed fall of the Russian oligarchy. But of course, anybody who really thinks communism is dead has never looked to see who's in charge there now. Every single former state, Soviet state, is now headed by a former member of the KGB, a Communist Party, who calls himself a Social Democrat. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Chris Milligan, and we're talking about some of the books that he's written. Specifically, we've been talking about the Skull and Bone Society. Now, the Skull and Bone Society is a fascinating organization. It started back in 1832 as the American extension of a secret Bavarian society, and it was at this time that there were all sorts of occult societies banded together to create the World Revolution. The revolution, which began with the American Revolution in 1776, demonstrated most fully in the French Revolution in 1789, and continues to this very day as nation after nation falls, loses its freedom, and of course is brought into this move towards establishing the New World Order, the New World Religion. So, Chris, what did you learn from the Professor Sutton? Because I know you spent a fair amount of time with him before he died here recently. Did he get it back into the background of what the Skull and Bones was, what he really felt that it was? Because we know it has powerful connections to every level of government. Two of our three recent presidents came from this secret society. Many people in government from this secret society. Certainly, the secret society infiltrates the CIA. In fact, there's a part of the CIA they always call the bones area, because this is where the skull and bones members of the secret society are working together. So what was Professor Sutton's view of the real purpose of this organization?
Well, he felt that they were, I asked him if what German secret society they were related to, and he felt that, it was more than probably the Illuminati. And what they were up to was the creation of a new world order, the new world order being a more of a fascistic type state. And you had a situation where a lot of the people were also related. Now, that's one thing that was Professor Sutton developed and then also I developed on further. And then also one thing that we discovered was that it was a person from Skull and Bones that invented the process of cracking, which was the process of the distillation of petrochemicals out of oil. These first two that he discovered were paraffin and gasoline. And this gentleman, Professor Benjamin Stillman Jr., a member of the Order of Skull and Bones, after he issued his report, where he said, gentlemen, I think you have a product here that with a little inexpensive process, you have some very valuable products to hear from. Yeah,
but of course, the Skull and Bones really goes from generation to generation. We find this within the Harriman family, within the Bundy family. Generation after generation of these people are members. We find this within the Bush family. There are, six or seven members of the Bush family besides Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush. And what are the occult overtones of the Skull and Bones? Certainly, there's a tremendous obsession with Nazism, isn't there, and death, and this whole idea of man dying?
Well, what we know from the inside is from break-ins and a few people that have entered the building under commercial reasons. And one of the latest break-ins that we know about was in the 1970s. Some gals had broke in, and one of the comments from one of those ladies was that people should really know that there is a room that is devoted to Nazi memorabilia and swastikas and whatnot. Plus, there's an awful lot of bones and skulls lying around.
And didn't they actually break into graveyards to steal bones like Coach, was it Geronimo that they got?
Geronimo's bones and supposedly Pancho Villa's, and they have Harriet Tubman's gravestone and Elihu Yale's gravestone and other people, and they also, there's supposed to be some room that's filled with license plates that all have their 322 in it, which is their number. And I mean, there's lots of occult overtones to the organization. I mean, just their symbol, the skull with two crossbones. You have the skull is kind of the upper room above the 33 vertebrae, and the two crossbones are like the two pillars that as you go into most any Masonic hall, which is basically set up in the same form as a hall that is set up to perform ritual magic.
Well, the thing, Chris, is that a lot of people are going to say, well, this is just a foolish college fraternity. College boys do a lot of foolish things. But aren't these really the people who control the international finance, the corporations, the CIA, the government, even the Council on Foreign Relations? We find people coming from Skull and Bones to head the Council on Foreign Relations, which many people feel is the secret government. But when you've got people from Skull and Bones heading the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, you wonder where the real power lies.
Well, it's a recruitment tool that is used by the secret societies, and Skull and Bones is obviously is a secret society. And you take any secret society, you look at it from an anthropological standpoint or a sociological standpoint, and you have, it's like a pyramid or like an onion. You have a lot of brethren in Masonry, they call them porch brethren on the outside. Then you have an administrative, and then you have a core group in there. And yes, and we find this core group and a lot of the porch brethren to be very, very influential in American politics and in American industry. And they've actually, led the country very strongly since the Civil War. And parts of the people out of Skull and Bones helped to foment parts of the Civil War and then played significant parts on both sides.
And, of course, they've had their people in the presidency before. Wasn't Taft, William Howard Taft, from there? And
yes.
Then he went on. From there, from being the president, he immediately became the chief Supreme Court justice. So they have their people on the courts as well to change and modify the laws of our land. Now, there is a story Alexandra Robbins tells about a Skull and Bones wedding wedding, and it's probably one of the few times when somebody who has not sworn these horrible, bloody oaths has ever been able to tell what she saw. What did this lady witness? Do you recall that part from Alexander Robbins' book?
A bunch of people, you know, in black robes and swords and uttering, strange languages and doing strange things. But, you know, it's much more than a group of people sitting around doing that. They network after college, and they always promote their own. And it doesn't matter who is more right for the job. If the person is a member of their order, he's going to get the job before somebody else.
And don't we have a member of Skull and Bones now has been put in as head of the SEC, Securities yes. Exchange Committee, to make sure, oh, the stock market just does the right thing. We're going to do the right thing now. We're never going to cheat other people out of billions of dollars again. Of course, the fellow who was in charge of that, I think he was given a severance pay of $130 million, but now we've got a good guy in there because he's from the Skull and Bones. So there is this corruption which is endemic in society as long as there are secret societies running things behind the scenes. And the material that is available in Chris's book, The Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about your book on Skull and Bones?
Well, one thing that we tried to do was gather lots of different information that and put it all together into one book so people could look at it and make up their own mind. And we got together some things from Anthony Sutton, the last thing that he wrote about 9/11 and Skull and Bones, and also a memoir of Anthony Sutton, which I think really will help people understand how come Anthony was in the position to uncover and to talk about Skull and Bones. And then we have, there's about 10 different authors in there. There's a professor emeritus from Portland State that writes about their secrecy and what it means in the U.S. Constitution and our republic. There is quite a few chapters that are devoted into Prescott Bush and his involvement with the financing of the Nazi regime.
Now, wait a minute. Prescott Bush is the grandfather. And
yes.
Prescott Bush, of course, was the United States Senator. He also was associated with Brown Brothers Harriman Banking Company. And I think most people do not understand that Hitler was financed all during the Second World War. And where was that money coming from?
A bunch of that money did come through Prescott Bush and Harriman. They were working with Fritz Thyssen and the steel company in Germany, and were supplying them money. They were also working with the Hamburg America Corporation, which was running ships back and forth through there. And it was found in congressional hearings that the Hamburg American Line was being used to carry people that were then coming into the United States for propaganda and other purposes, and all kinds of different things. And actually, this one entity called the Union Banking Corporation, which was set up in 22 by Prescott Bush's father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, who George Herbert Walker Bush is named after, was the first president of it. And Prescott actually got paid for some of his work in the 1950s and sold some of his share of that company and got $1.5 million, according to some. And some of this money would have came from companies that used slave labor at Auschwitz.
No, actually, wasn't Prescott Bush sort of indicted, or at least his banking firm indicted for trading with the enemy during the war?
No, he became a U.S. Senator from Connecticut, and his boss became the governor of New York.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment here with Chris Milligan.
Really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Alien to Global Occupation. his second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to tell you about several of the books that we carry. First of all, we carry Chris Mulligan's book, The American Establishment. It was written by Professor Sutton. It's the classic book on Skull and Bones. We also carry The Fleshing of Skull and Bones, which is Chris's book that contains a great deal of other information. We carry Alexandra Robbins' book, The Secrets of the Tomb, which is, of course, her effort to understand what this is all about. And supposedly, a number of these men had sworn these horrible oaths never to reveal anything they knew, supposedly were going to come and tell her the real truth about what was happening because they liked her so much. Well, I think there was a lot of disinformation, but between the disinformation and the material she collected on her own, it's a fascinating book. I think probably the best thing we carry is something called the four-tape set on Skull and Bones. Unlike anything else you'll find, these are interviews with people who've studied Skull and Bones and have the information that you need to understand that we have an occult society working at the highest echelon of our government, intergenerational, that provides people who run our government, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, doesn't matter. They have an agenda, and their loyalty is not to the United States, but to the idea of a one-world government and a new world order. So let me suggest the books that I mentioned and the four tape set going into the background of the Skull and Bones. It's just called Skull and Bones. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And I also want to mention the book we talked about this last hour by Colonel Marvin, which Chris publishes. It's called The Expendable Elite. And it's the story of it's Green Berets, Green Beret officer working in, of course, Vietnam, and the story of his life working within the shadow government and, of course, being assigned jobs for assassination and killing, and then suddenly becoming a born-again Christian and realizing, of course, that his salvation is not in the structure of government or in the special forces or in his ability to act as an assassin, but in his service to Jesus Christ. So it's a great book, The Expendable Elite by Daniel Marvin, also available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, don't forget that Radio Liberty does carry Phonopoly games, and they're designed to teach you or your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500. This one's only $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books with that. And in about 16 hours of playing, why, you can suddenly be able to think phonetically, to spell words phonetically, to pronounce words phonetically. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this is Chris Mulligan. And Chris, and of course, you spent a lot of time with Professor Sutton before he died. And here is one of the great resources of modern times, because what he revealed in so many of his books was the fact that the United States had financed the best enemy that money could buy. In fact, he even wrote a book by that title, pointing out how we financed the Nazis, how we financed the communists, and certainly, do you carry any of those books, or have you printed any of those books, going into the background of the financing of communism and Nazism?
No, we haven't. We're working on getting his America's Secret Establishment out there, getting it into Barnes & Noble and Borders, and whatnot, and we're just starting to get successful at that, and if we're able to keep that up, we would like to get some of his other books more wider distribution. But it's a job that takes some deep pockets, and I don't have very deep pockets, so we just have to work on it as we can.
Well, it seems like all the money, all the power are on the other side of those people who want this idea of a world government, an all-powerful government that will regulate and watch everybody. Of course, we justify that now because of the war on terrorism, and now that we're on an orange alert, we have to be concerned because at any point there could be another terrorist attack on America. And, of course, now we've rewarded the people who missed the first attack by giving them more money to protect us from a second attack. But under any circumstances, I think that the material that you have in this book on the Skull and Bones, and it's specifically the American establishment, is an excellent and outstanding book. What sort of luck are you having getting this into Amazon.com and Borders and into places where people can get those?
Well, they are. It continually sells America's Secret Establishment, and so they begrudgingly have to notice it and are starting to carry it. And you know, it's not the first thing as you go into the door. They put it in with the UFOs and whatnot. They put Alexandra's book in the history section, but they wouldn't put Professor Sutton's there. And I haven't seen fleshing out in the stores yet. They have picked it up some, but it hasn't stayed very long. I haven't seen where they put it because my local stores haven't brought it in.
Well, have they actually got it, or are they just not even bothered to take it because they're not hearing about it?
They're just, I was only able to get about 2,000 printed. And, Barnes & Noble and Borders did buy some and put them in some of their stores, but they didn't put them in store-wide. But the ones that they put out there sold. And so I think it's going to continue on out there. But it just takes, it takes time and money and whatnot to do it.
All right, Chris. Well, I certainly congratulate you for doing that, because books such as this are so vitally important that people have the opportunity to get the books and then to know where they can document what they found, because certainly Professor Sutton was a historian. He was very, very accurate, and of course he documents of all of the various findings that he had referable to the Skull and Bone Society. Now, my understanding is that they take in 15 men every year, seniors at Yale University. They've been doing this since 1832. What are we talking? We're well over 160 years they've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's about 2,500 members. There's about maybe 800 alive at any given time. And they started admitting women in 1991. There was quite a to-do about that. Some of the older members actually locked the new group out, and they had a couple votes, and finally it was voted that women were okay. And women have really changed Yale. I mean, Yale was a male-only school up through President George Bush's senior year there in 1968. After he graduated and was out of there, then women came in. So he never experienced it with the women there. But if you go there, it is really changed it. And another thing you were talking about, their use of magic and the occult. And one thing they've done to our country is they've done ritual mass trauma with the Kennedy assassination and with 9/11. They use these big things like the Reichstag fire was used in Nazi Germany for control of the population.
In other words, there's an incident, and then they use the mass media to focus our attention on that, to manipulate our emotions, and of course then to have the response that we see today as people are willing to give up their freedom because of our intense fear of the Islamic terrorist movement. And yet nobody ever points out that so much of this was actually financed by the CIA, and you want to get into that, why, that's another story, but you can get the documentation right here at Radio Liberty of how we finance it, if you'd like.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there was the most amazing video It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 whipping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me mention a couple of other items we're carrying. One of them is a video. It's called Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. And it's a wonderful 2-hour and 20-minute video that gives you the background of this move towards world government, really from a scriptural point of view, from a prophetic point of view, from a geopolitical point of view, and then going into the secret society, specifically the Illuminati. What do we know about the Illuminati? Well, we know it existed. We know its purpose was to destroy all religions and all governments. As we see what's happening in America today, and the effort to destroy the Christian foundation of Christmas, do you think that's just accidental, that each year they've just taken a little bit more of the Christmas out, the Christian significance out of our Christmas? Of course not. The effort is to destroy Christianity, or to so alter it that the people who are still go to the churches will not realize that they are supporting the very things that at one time Christians abhorred and hated. But anyway, there is a conspiracy against God, and it's beautifully brought out in this video, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. It's available through Radio Liberty, along with another video we call Diaprax, and this is the story of the church growth movement, where over 350,000 Protestant ministers and lay leaders have been indoctrinated in this wonderful new program that's going to have everybody coming to church, and we're all going to feel good. And well, we're not going to talk about things like sin or a God of judgment or a God of justice. We're going to change the nature of God to a cosmic Santa Claus, but everybody will like that anyway. We'll really be popular and prosperous, and we can forget about that old-time religion. But, of course, God isn't going to forget the old-time religion. The video, Diaprox, both Megiddo and Diaprox, available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And call right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Chris Milligan. We're talking about the books that he has produced, and he has a number of them that he puts out, specifically in the book The Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, which is a series of essays, and going into the background of Skull and Bones, and then you actually list all the people who have been or are members of the Skull and Bones going back to 1832, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Along with their jobs. And it's very interesting when you start looking and you see the different organizations that they started and organizations that they have controlled over many, many years. A lot of the Morgan financial houses.
You're talking about international banking, of course.
Right, right. Dean Whittier was a member of Skull and Bones. And then you have old Fred Smith, the gentleman who started Federal Express. And they had the presidency of Beechcraft, the presidency of Cessna, and they had Artemis Gates was on Boeing and Time, and the gentleman who started Time Life, Henry Luce, was a member of Skull and Bones.
And don't, of course, forget that great conservative, William Buckley, who everybody knows is one of the great conservative leaders. The only trouble is he came out of the CIA, was with the CIA. And watch what the New Republic does, National Review does very, very carefully. He is straight a conservative. We're on one side, the liberals are on the other, and we'll get the Democrats and Republicans fighting, and the liberals and the conservatives fighting, and the right and the left fighting. But, of course, we'll forget about who the real enemy is. Because the leaders of both political parties are pushing for ever bigger government. And, of course, they may say they're anti-abortion, but you'll find that many times they will put people who are pro-abortion into key positions, and you just can't figure that out. And we're pro-traditional family values, but we appoint homosexuals to all sorts of key positions, like in the military, reviewing all those people who are promoted to key positions. So there are lots of questions as how much is perception and how much is reality. So as you've analyzed Skull and Bones, do you think this is a threat to the survival of a free society?
Absolutely. I think that a secret society has no place at all within a republic. I mean, our republic was the end result of hundreds of years of thought and struggle until we have here a, you know, came upon and built a country based upon individual human liberties and freedoms that are unalienable. They do not come from a piece of paper. They come from God. And, you know, that's one thing that if you look at conspiracy theory lore, that's one thing that they talk about, that what we're dealing with is a multi-generational cult. And what this multi-generational cult, you know, is after is they do not like our form of government, and they want to change that and move also the economic engine out of here. And, I mean, try buying a Christmas gift that's not made in China.
Well, one of these days, the American people are going to wake up and realize that our leaders have intentionally shipped our factories and our jobs overseas, but they can't let the people understand that yet. We're told, oh, no, we're going to be a service society. Oh, it's going to be wonderful, but what services are we going to have? Well, they're shipping our computer jobs, our computer engineering jobs, our computer support and printer support and all these other things over to India and Pakistan and Bangladesh. And so what are we going to be doing here? Well, we're not going to be doing much of anything. It's only a matter of a rather few years before the American people find that our entire industrial base has been shipped overseas, because there's no way that we can compete with countries where they're paying a salary of $2 a day if the people here in the United States are making $20 an hour plus benefits. So, and then, of course, if you build your plants over in China, you don't have to put up with all the workmen's compensation problems, with all the union problems, with all the environmental action, environmental reports, and all of the regulations that we have that is simply strangling the very heart of our own industrial base to encourage it to move out of the country. And then not only that, we finance it to move out of the country and give them tax breaks. And then we wonder why the great corporations are leaving America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Chris Milligan. We're talking about Skull and Bones and, of course, the agenda of the people, the real leaders of America, not the ones we elect, because they're simply figureheads, but people who really run the world, who are dedicated to globalization, transfer of America's wealth to other nations, and the impoverishment and enslavement, ultimately, of the American people.
Yeah, and when we opened up China, you know, who was the our first liaison there was George Herbert Walker Bush, and then it was very interesting, the first couple ambassadors there were also members of the Order of Skull and Bones.
Isn't that interesting? You think they might find somebody besides Bonesmen to plan the demise of our nation. Well, let's go to George calling us from Toronto. Hi, how are you doing, George?
Good evening, gentlemen. Season's greetings to you. I enjoyed the last hour as well as this hour. And Dr. Monteith, are you going to be carrying the flashing out of the Skull and Bones the expendable elite?
We carry them both.
Good, because I've noticed that here in Canada, Indigo bought out chapters, and it's almost impossible to get anything of any of these materials anymore. It's almost like they've deliberately blocked them. A few years ago, you could order them, but not anymore. A question I have is there the issue of Nazism was brought out, and is there any tie-in with Arnold Schwarzenegger that goes into bloodlines that's far deeper than what anyone knows? And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
All right, fine. Do you have any response to that question at all?
Not that I'm aware of as far as the bloodlines. One thing I do see is a parallel between how they fooled the people in Nazi Germany and how they're fooling the people here. You can look at that one and you can kind of see that it was the radio program where they did most of their programming and their a lot of their mass psychology through radio. Here it has been done, and the mind control has been done through, first off, our education system, but then second off, through television. It's more of a television program here, but very similar things are happening here, just like happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, Hitler started in the 20s, you know, to organize and to lay down the framework, and you know, he wasn't elected chancellor until what 33, and so what I see happening now is a lot of the programs and a lot of similarity to what they did in Nazi Germany. I mean, I used to ask, well, gee, how did the Nazis take over in Germany? Were the Germans just so stupid? And I really don't ask that question anymore, because you can see it happening here. I mean, fascism basically means rule of the corporation, rule by the corporation. And again, it gets back to Skull and Bones. It was a gentleman from Skull and Bones who was on the Supreme Court. He was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and with two sentences, with no debate, he basically said that corporations are natural people, and gave them rights which they shouldn't have, and that has caused a lot of problems against us people just living here as citizens in this country.
All right. As far as Arnold Schwarzenegger is concerned, in reply to George, I can't tell you anything other than there is a tremendous force behind Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has been created by the media, and he's certainly not a conservative. His solution to the fact that we have a $15 billion deficit here in the state of California, rather than cutting as he should, because, of course, Governor Davis had increased our spending from $60 billion a year to $100 billion in 4 years, and that's why we had the massive deficit. Instead of cutting out all that new spending and taking us back to where we were when Governor Davis came into office, and that would solve all the problems, Arnold's solution is to borrow $15 billion for an already overburdened state, and of course this will be paid back by our children and grandchildren, except that they'll be paying not the $15 billion, they'll be paying an additional $8 billion, or about $23 billion because of the interest. So he's not going to really address the issue. He's going to sort of paper over it to give you the impression that he's going to do something, but he has no intention of doing anything. Furthermore, you'll remember, of course, that Kenneth Lay was the chairman of Enron, and Enron and a number of the other companies were negotiating with Governor Davis for a $20 billion, that's B billion dollar, electricity contract, so we would, over the next 20 years, have to pay exorbitant rates for our electricity here in California. The only trouble was that the man who negotiated the contracts for Governor Davis and was on the state payroll was also on the payroll of Southern California Edison. So you might think that that would be a conflict of interest. Certainly Tom McClintock said that if he was elected governor, the first thing he would do would be to cancel those contracts and renegotiate them so we didn't have to pay the exorbitant sums of money for electricity. But you must understand, they want that, not simply because the corporations are going to make out like bandits, because they want to raise the price up to force us to conserve. And this is really what's behind so much of what's going on today. That's the reason for the electricity crisis, for the deregulation, that to create the phony crisis, to drive the prices up. And of course, they had to sell it to us by telling us they're going to lower the prices, but they knew it wasn't going to work, and they did everything to make sure it wouldn't work, because when the price gets high enough, you're not going to be able to use your electricity. They've done the same thing with natural gas by forcing all the new electric generating plants to use natural gas and then creating an effective shortage which skyrockets the price. And you see how all of this is manipulated, and all of it's created because there is a master agenda. And if you read the Sustainable Development Syllabus, what the elite have said is not sustainable here in the United States, you'll find out that literally everything that's going on is related to a master agenda, including the skyrocketing price of meat here. Why? Why? Because they found one case of possible mad cow disease in Canada, and now we found one case of possible mad cow disease in the United States. What they really want, of course, is to get people to stop eating meat, because ranching is not sustainable. And you can read their material in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, the information you'll never get from Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, or certainly from Rush Limbaugh. And this is the tragedy, is you're not getting the truth about what's going on. So I don't know whether I've answered George's question. As far as I know, there are no intergenerational problems. We have heard that Arnold's father was a Nazi. If you go to the website Infowars.com, which is Alex Jones, well, you'll find out that Arnold was taken over to meet Lord Rothschild. George Shultz took him over to meet Lord Rothschild before he ran for office. And of course, Rothschild is one of the leaders of this whole world movement, along with the Rockefellers, who financed the Council on Foreign Relations and so much of what's going on. But when Arnold picked George Shultz, who is a longtime member of the CFR and a kingmaker, and Warren Buffett, who is a left-wing radical Democrat and also tied into all of these organizations we talk about, when they were his two major advisors when he was running for the governorship, why, I think we can say that Arnold Schwarzenegger is not simply a casual actor. He's been very carefully chosen. He may be one of the greatest actors of all time. So, Chris, let's see if anybody else has a question. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Chris, you know, as you look at to see what's happening politically, do you see the hand of Skull and Bones in the unfolding of political events?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Because, excuse me, they work things on both sides and play it for the crowd. I mean, like I say, 9/11 was much more than just a gentleman in a cave sending some people out there. You go back behind the scenes with Muhammad Atta, you find Muhammad Atta is not a fundamentalist. He's snorting cocaine. He's running around with strippers. He is looks like being involved with the drug trade as an offloader at time. He goes away for periods at a time and comes back with large amounts of money. So you find a big manipulation of history going back even World War II. I mean, World War I, they kept it going until so they could end it on 11/11 at the 11th hour. And there seems to be this thing about 11s, and you look at numerology, 11 is a master number.
You're pointing out then that the First World War came to an end on November 11th. Is that right?
Right. And you had Kennedy was assassinated on 11/22. Okay, 9/11. And see, if you add 9 to 11, you know, you end back up with 11, 9 and 2.
But most people are going to say this couldn't be true. I mean, these are just coincidences. I like the fact that George Herbert Walker Bush mentioned the New World Order for the first time, and I think it was in 1990 on September 11th.
Right, exactly 11 years before.
Right.
But these aren't coincidences. There is most obviously a plan that these people work upon. It's one reason that my father was in the CIA, branch chief head of all of East Asia for analysis. He'd been in OSS and G2, been on MacArthur's staff. And he was aware of a plan that they were using to drug the country through illegal means. And if you look at the history of these secret societies, Skull and Bones, in particular, the families that are involved in there, they've been involved in drug running since the 1830s.
Well, you know, I think it's more than just coincidence that the Secretary of War during the Second World War was a man named Henry Stimson. a member of the Skull and Bones. Mm-hmm. And he was instrumental in getting us involved in the Second World War, and of course making sure that the Japanese carried out the attack and that Pearl Harbor would not be defended. And then he was very, very close to another man whose name was McGeorge Bundy, who was the national security advisor to President Kennedy and President Johnson. And if there was one man who was instrumental in getting us involved in Vietnam, it was McGeorge Bundy. He also was Skull and Bones. Both of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Both of them were friends, and they wrote a book together called On Watch. I wonder whether they were just watching all the boys being sent to fight in wars that were never fought for the reasons that the men who fought and died were ever allowed to understand.
No, and there was William Bundy, who was also a member of Skull and Bones, who was a member of the CIA. And then there was William Buckley, who's also a member of Skull and Bones and a member of the CIA.
Well, once you begin to understand Skull and Bones, you can see it permeating every aspect of our society. But unfortunately, Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw are going to tell you about it. We're out of time. Chris, thank you so very much for being with us. It's
my
real pleasure. And remember, his books, available through Radio Liberty, are blessing.
And Merry Christmas to all.
Okay. God bless. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, his books, Blessing of Skull and Bones, The American Establishment, and The Expendable Elite, all available through Radio Liberty at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size...
the size of the state of Mississippi, and we lost that war. We just must have a short there in our cart. But anyway, the true story about Vietnam, we laid out in a four-tape set called Vietnam, The Untold Story. And we recommend, if you'd like to get this four-tape set, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we not only that have that, we have a story of the men we left behind, another four-tape set. We have One Man Came Back, the story of Barbie Godwood, who escaped. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just want to mention some of the other items we do carry here at Radio Liberty. We carry the big Berkey water fillers, and we carry the Berkey light water fillers, and it's wonderful to have something that so you can actually be able to filter water, and you'll never be without water if you're close to a pond or a river, and you don't want to have to boil water, and you can actually have these in your home. A lot of people use them because they want to get the bad taste out of their water. They want to get the chlorine out of the water, the chlorinated taste out of the water, and the Big Berkey does a wonderful job of doing that. Put in a couple of gallons in the top, it comes out the bottom after going through the filters, and of course these are $239.95. They're made of stainless steel. They're standard. They've been used for 150 years. They work beautifully. They're available in every state in the Union except California and Iowa. If you want to get one in California, it's called a Berkey Light. It's made of Lexan, and of course this is a transparent material, so you can see the water levels. The filters are much more efficient. They're called Black Berkey filters, and of course they will do a much better job of taking out the pesticides and herbicides and bacteria and everything else imaginable, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. And so if you're interested in getting the Berkey Light, that's $199.95 plus shipping. The Big Berkey's $239.95. They're both excellent. You can see pictures of them up on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So we encourage you to go there, look at them, and then hopefully you'll want to get either the Berkey Light or the Big Berkey. It's great to have this so you don't have to put out a lot of money buying bottled water. You can get the water. It'll be very potable. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Berkeys. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because this is how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And consider going to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day and not get much accomplished. Listen to our archive programs in the spare time. Pull down our newsletters. See the products we carry. And we do carry the Berkey products there, the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. And if you get them through us, why, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video we produced. So give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Then we want to mention that we do carry the videos we've talked about. We carry Expendable Elite by Colonel Marvin. We carry Fleshing of Skull and Bones. We carry The American Establishment. All of these, of course, are published by Chris Milligan, who was our guest this last hour, and all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. We also have a syllabus that has the list of all the names of everybody in Skull and Bones, which we actually got from the Skull and Bones list directly. We also carry the 4-tape set this on Skull and Bones and Alexandra Robbins' book, Secrets of the Tomb. So they're all available through our ministry, as with so many other things that we hope that you'll want to get. We hope that many of you out there will seriously consider getting a Phonopoly set to teach your children and grandchildren how to read phonetically and pronounce words phonetically and spell phonetically. And most of these programs are $300, $400, $600, $800. This is $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Phonopoly. And then we want to mention Christmas. This is a very special time. This is Christmas Eve. And have you noticed how they managed to take mention of Jesus Christ and his birth and his resurrection out of the Christmas season? This is done very intentionally and purposely, just a little bit more every year over the last 50 years, because there are people who hate the story of Christmas. There are people who hate the fact that America was founded as a Christian nation, and they will destroy this nation because they know that human beings like, or human societies like human beings, live by faith and die when faith dies. And if they can destroy this nation, then they can merge us into the New World Order and the New World Religion. And this is really what it's all about. So don't let them take the joy out of Christmas. This is a wonderful season to remember that our Savior was born of a virgin, and he grew to manhood, and he was crucified by Pontius Pilate, and he died and was resurrected. And that is the story, that is the promise of Christianity for all of us. And as St. Paul said, if Jesus was not resurrected, then of course we are the most, we have no hope at all. But in Jesus Christ is our hope. And this, of course, is the very conscious effort to undermine the very fabric of Christianity. Well, I'm not going to let them do it. I want every one of you out there to celebrate this Christmas season, realizing the Christian story is true, and the Christmas story is true. And focus on that. Focus on the promise that God has given us, that he sent his Son to earth to die for our sins and to give us a chance for salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, until Friday, when we'll be back with you, we won't be with you tomorrow. This is Dr. Stan saying, pray for America. Pray for revival, because if America does not return to God, God will never again bless this nation. And lastly, we ask you to pray for our ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Have a glorious and happy Christmas season, and we'll be with you again on Friday. May the Lord be with you.